License to Disarm, The Tyranny of SB 25-003, by Alicia Garcia, the Boomstick Babe of Colorado. As a firearms educator, I've taught many students across Colorado how to protect themselves and their loved ones with firearms. I have seen lives change when people discover that they hold the power to refuse victimhood and to love themselves enough to embrace their God-given right to self-defense. But what just happened in Colorado feels like a gut punch to all of us who believe in the right to bear arms. On April 10, 2025, Governor Jared Polis signed into law SB 25-003, one of the most sinister, elitist, and discriminatory gun control bills America has ever seen. And he did it behind closed doors, surrounded by Moms Demand Action, without a single voice from the Second Amendment community present. Not one voice for freedom. Not one representative from the people this law actually affects. That should tell you everything. A right you now have to qualify for under SB 25-003, you will now be required to obtain a state-issued license just to purchase a semi-automatic firearm, the most commonly owned type of firearm in the country. The bill mandates 16 hours of state-approved training every 5 years, includes a written test, at least 2 days of in-person class time, a mysterious licensing fee, and a mandatory 72-hour wait after you are approved. Instructors are now forced to discuss victim awareness and empathy, firearms deaths associated with mental illness, and red flag laws. Let's be clear, the vast majority of gun crimes are not committed by taxpaying, law-abiding Coloradans buying guns legally. SB 25-003 will do nothing to stop crime, but it will stop you from protecting yourself. Who does it hurt most? Single mothers who cannot find childcare or afford to miss 2 full days of work just to take a government-mandated course. Low-income families who are already struggling to get by, now hit with hidden fees and requirements just to access their rights. Disabled Americans who may not be able to complete traditional training, but need a firearm the most, or require specific types of firearms platforms to accommodate their disability. People in high crime areas who want to defend themselves now, not after the state says, you're good enough. This bill is the very definition of systemic discrimination. It weaponizes bureaucracy to deny civil rights. That is not safety. It is tyranny. Gun control has always been about control. Let us not pretend this is new. Gun control in America was never born from a place of public safety. It was born from fear and prejudice. After the Civil War, states passed black codes that specifically targeted freed slaves and people of color, preventing them from owning firearms. These laws created literacy tests, financial barriers, and vague character requirements to keep them disarmed. Sound familiar? Later, during the Jim Crow era, states required permits approved by sheriffs, who conveniently denied people of color, while additionally imposing licensing processes that were difficult and highly arbitrary in nature. Again, systemic disarmament under the guise of law. SB 25-003 is cut from the same cloth. It doesn't say it is racist. It doesn't have to. The burden it creates will disproportionately fall on communities of color, people with disabilities, women, and working class Americans, the very people who need their rights most. It is a 21st century poll tax for the Second Amendment shall not be infringed was written for moments exactly like this. The Second Amendment was not written for duck hunting or target shooting, but for self-defense, especially against the possibility of tyranny. And make no mistake, what we are seeing in Colorado is tyranny. It is a government that believes it can decide when, how, and if you are allowed to defend your own life. It is a ruling class that uses the law as a club to beat down the average citizen and reward the elite. Let me ask you, what happens when a woman with a violent ex-boyfriend needs to defend herself tonight? What happens when a disabled veteran cannot physically complete the training the state demands? What happens when the poorest neighborhoods, already terrorized by crime, are told to just wait, disarm, and hope the police make it on time? The answer? They are left defenseless. And Colorado Governor Jared Polis couldn't care less. Why I'm speaking out, and why you should too. This is not just policy, this is personal. I've looked women in the eye who escaped abuse. I've trained people with PTSD who are reclaiming their strength. I have helped grandmothers pick their first firearm after a break-in. I know what freedom feels like. And I know what it looks like when it is taken away. I'm not afraid to say it. SB 25-003 is evil. It is not just unconstitutional. It is immoral. It is the kind of legislation that leads to generational trauma, not peace. We are not here to ask permission for our freedom. We are here to defend it. Loudly. Legally, unapologetically. The fight isn't over, it's just getting started. To everyone reading this, whether you are a gun owner, a parent, a veteran, a student, a first responder, or just someone who values liberty, we need you. This is not just about Colorado. This is a test run for America. If they can get away with this in Colorado, they will export it everywhere. Join me. Get trained. Get informed. Support organizations like the Second Syndicate, our grassroots 2A movement. Show up, speak out, refuse to comply with unjust laws, and let every politician know we are not going away. The founders did not write the Second Amendment for hunting season. They wrote it for this moment. And we are ready.